In the 10 years since Sonoma County Wildlife Rescue moved into its hilltop home west of Cotati, the number of sick, injured, or orphaned animals being brought to them has more than doubled. That's the main reason they recently expanded their hospital area, explains Executive Director Doris Duncan.
We crammed all the people into one office, so the animals have two rooms now instead of one.
The remodeled clinical space is functional but comfortable, with lots of natural light, accented by a wall of brightly colored patient record cards. Danielle Matos, the center's animal care director, guides a reporter around the room.
In this area of the hospital is our exam area, so this is where we do all the exams and treatments. Then we have the pharmacy and supplies over here, a fridge with vaccines and medications and food items. And then in here we have a lab. Over here is the baby feeding bar, so all the orphans get fed at the station. We have interns and volunteers who feed them. And just beyond the feeding station is a viewing deck, so members of the public who are on a tour can observe animals being fed or exams happening.
That's the biggest change for the overall facility, adds Duncan, an addition made to answer one of the questions she gets most often.
People always want to see what we do. That's one of the first things they do when they bring in an animal. They go, oh, can I go back to the hospital and look? And we're like, oh, sorry, you're going to have to wait out here. It's very stressful for them. And we try to educate them about the challenges of wildlife being in a rehabilitation setting. And so we've discovered that by putting a viewing deck outside, people are able to come in and look at what we're actually doing in the hospital.
The Redwood Deck is about the size of a parking space attached to the outside of the building with a picture window looking into the clinic room. Veterinarian Dr. Dan Famini, who works on the inside, says the separation strikes an important balance.
The animals are here because they need care. And this is kind of a unique way to balance the challenges between providing the care in a secure environment for the animals and allowing the general public to have some insight in terms of what's happening. But at the end of the day, we can't do anything that's detrimental to the animals and their welfare.
But a peek inside is still much more than was previously available. And Duncan says the deck has been an immediate hit with the visitors who take their regularly scheduled Saturday tours.
We are finding that this is the favorite part of their tour, especially the children. We actually have a little ledge that the children can stand to see inside the window. So the children love seeing the babies being fed with bottles. We have little skunks and raccoons and possums.
Well, the goal of the center is to return as many animals as possible back to the wild. Dr. Famini notes that that often takes quite a while.
At a rehab facility like this, you tend to get two types of animals coming in, the injured or ill or the orphans. And either way, there's going to be a period of time between when they come in and when, even if everything's ideal, they're going to be able to survive out in the wild. And so orphans, depending on the details, generally stay throughout most of their adolescence before they can be securely released. So they're often here for weeks, for some species, in some instances months, before they're ready to head on out.
And that makes for multiple viewing opportunities for many of his patients. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.